Don't be sorry, don't be sorry. It's just relax. Try and relax. Goodness sake. Look at you. Your eyebrows are even tense. Let me rub your scalp. Let me rub your temples. Shh, then. Just breathe. Just breathe. Slower. In and out. In slowly. Out slowly. You don't have to speak. Shh. You don't have to say anything. Just try to feel calmer. Try. Try, I promise you. You'll start to feel better. Voice will come back to normal soon. It's okay. Mine does that when I get really angry too. Shh. Shh. Oh. You're like me in so many ways. Do you get that lump in your throat sometimes? Yeah. It's okay. My voice gets like kind of strangulated. Yeah. So I want to shout. And boom. And it actually feels like my throat closes up. It's just because part of you wants to be cross and part of you wants everything to be. Cartoons where a lid opens at the top of your head and a giant jet of fire and steam comes out. Like a release valve. Yeah, you let your release valve out tonight. So some of that stuff had to be said. I know, you want to be reasonable. You want to be wise. But occasionally... Occasionally... Even the most saintly person will lose their temper, for God's sake. It's not human to try to be perfect all the time. Don't worry. You lost your temper. You lashed out. But the thing about lashing out when somebody loves you is they forgive you. Yes. It's even when you've been badly behaved. I don't know why we do it, but we always hurt the ones we love, don't we? The ones who shouldn't hurt at all, really. Secretly, you know that they'll still love you, no matter what. And that they really are truly the only ones who can come see your pain. See that your anger is... frustration really coming out, and a reminder well, I don't think the neighbours will forget. It's fine. Because you care, it's because you're passionate. Yes. Yes. You're passionate, my dear. Dear. Dear, dear. Squeeze me. That's it. Be squeezed back. When I get angry, my throat closes up. Squeak the words. And then it's like a dam breaks. And I can feel my eyes welling up, filling up, and my nose seems to start running. My face is crimson. God help anybody in the way. Luckily, it doesn't happen too often. But we all have a breaking point. You can forgive yourself. We all understand. You've been lot of pressure. Do you want to stay here? I don't have to, but sometimes it's nice to just feel, you know, somebody's nearby. Don't start feeling sad. No, because I'm a sympathetic crier. Someone else is crying. You'll start me off. Can't bear it. See you in pain. I know. I know. My dear. Shh. Stay. I didn't think you were going to burst a blood vessel, though. Do you remember there was a singer called Buster Blood Vessel? Yeah. Punk. Oh, it's years ago now. Oh, yeah, before my time. Of course. Yes, well, before. There were a few who had angry music, because when you're a teenager, young man, it's so easy to get angry. It's probably testosterone or something. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Women get just as cross. It's because you want things to happen, and they just can't happen fast enough sometimes. You want people to understand, and they just don't. And you want so much. And you're afraid. It's okay. Sometimes everything feels like the end of the world. And if you turn around, take a breath and try to look at it again. Yeah, you get just as angry the second time, yeah, that's true. Well, maybe the third time, then you can see that it's okay to be angry. It's human. Just don't let it rule you, you know. Let it out. Say what has to be said. Tough love if necessary. But then that's it. No stooping to insults. Just step back like you did. Oh, I've thrown myself on my bed more than one occasion, screamed into the pillow. Some sometimes think that psychics would do well to, you know, have somebody's pillow. Because of all the places, of all the objects, the personal effects of someone, their pillows have the most emotion directed at it. Punching a pillow when you, you know, frustrated, crying into it. Laying back, relaxing, laughing, remembering laughter. And cuddling a pillow. Oh yeah, my poxy pillow gets all sorts of abuse. Lay my head on. Do you need to rest too? I can share my pillow tonight. Share my pillow and we'll cuddle up. And you can let all of that anger, all of that temper tantrum dissolve. And those tears that you shed. And you know what's going to happen then? Each tear you cried rolled down your face and dried up. And there it is. On your skin, dust, here by your ear. How about this bit? All that dust blowing away now. It's lighter than air. It'll float around in the room until we open the window tomorrow. And then it will blow away. It'll blow away into the vast universe. Like something from Harry Potter, isn't it? Well, that dust is gone soon. You can let it leave you like a weight leaving your shoulders. I can see your eyebrows and they don't look so furrowed now. Which way do you want to lay? On your left. Yeah. There you go. Now let me cuddle up. Do you feel calmer? I think you'll actually sleep quite well now. Yes. You will, because you needed to say those things. You did. Yes. Sometimes diplomacy so much background noise. Well, unless you're, you know, somebody with a lot of gravitas. Yeah, like, what, like Nelson Mandela or something. Martin Luther King. When you're just an ordinary mortal like us, well, we get angry, we make mistakes, and we have to let it out. I'm glad that you're passionate. It just means you care. Tears you ever shed, will I? As long as they're shed for the right reasons, not for some something that's only gonna harm you. Tears of relief. The only kind of tears I want to see. Tears of joy too. Yeah. So, do you think I should do any psychic readings of your pillow? Issue there if you should just get upset. Your friends who don't mind what time we call have told us they don't mind any time. Somewhere warm and dry, sleep. You can't really ask for more. I think you're nearly asleep already.